How am I to make a return call from Alabama Department of Labor and Employment Division? This call is requested for quality assurance purpose. May I speak to the request to call back, please?
Yes, sir. Alexia.
I have my sister today.
Yes, I was trying to sign up for my unemployment.
I just need to file a claim today.
Yes.
Okay. Okay, may I have your social security number, please?
Social security number?
Yes, may I have your social security number?
Yes, ma'am.
417-11-7340.
I have your name.
Alexia, A-L-E-X-C-I-A, blanks, B-L-A-N-K-S.
And date of birth?
December the 8th, 1978.
And your mother's maiden name?
Evelyn Blanks.
You have a driver's license?
Yes. The number is 854-3605.
Okay, so your PIN number is going to be 1978.
Okay.
Okay, and it's 1978.
Mm-hmm.
And what is your preferred language?
English.
And do you have any difficulties speaking, reading, writing, understanding English?
No, ma'am.
And you understand that knowingly making a false statement and or falsifying income documentation in connection with this claim is a fraud, do you understand?
Yes.
You understand that fraud is a federal offense punishable by a fine in or imprisonment up to 5 years and can affect your ability to receive future benefits, do you understand?
Yes.
And did you file or receive unemployment benefits in another state within the last 12 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked for the federal government in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And did you serve on active duty in the military in the last 18 months, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And have you already filed for regular unemployment compensation and the only file for TAA benefits, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
And did you receive notification that you have TRA certification, yes or no?
No, ma'am.
Have your name changed since you last filed?
No, ma'am.
Have you worked on a different name in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked on a different social security number in the past 2 years?
No, ma'am.
And what's good contact number for you?
334-494-0150.
And what state are your driver's license issued in?
Alabama.
And what is your race?
Black.
And what's the highest grade you completed in school?
11th grade.
And are you a U.S. citizen?
Yes.
And did you serve on active duty in the United States Armed Forces for more than 180 days?
No.
Do you consider yourself disabled?
No.
And what's your address?
124 Jonathan Lane, Delaware, Alabama.
Is that 36322?
Yes, ma'am.
And is your mailing address the same as a residential address?
Yes, ma'am.
And what was your occupation?
Patient care tech assistant.
Anything beneficial in your channel? And are you looking for work in your usual occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And do you obtain work through a union hiring hall, yes or no?
Did I what, ma'am?
Were you in a union at work?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently registered for or attending school or training?
No.
And did your employer give you a definite date to return to work?
No.
And are you available to work all shifts in your normal trade or occupation, yes or no?
Yes.
And are you available to accept full-time work?
Yes.
And since most recent Sunday, have you been mentally and physically able to work?
Yes.
And how many miles do you want to travel one way to a job?
Maybe 15, 20. Doesn't matter.
And what's the lowest hourly wage you would accept?
$10.
And are you a corporate officer for a business?
Ma'am?
Are you a corporate officer for a business?
Yes.
Okay. Are you a corporate officer for a business?
No.
Okay. Do you own a business?
No.
Do you work for yourself?
No, ma'am.
And are you currently working solely on a commission basis, or do you have a real estate license?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for, or are you receiving workers' compensation due to a work-related injury?
No, ma'am.
And have you applied for, or are you receiving a pension from an employer that you worked for in the last 18 months?
No, ma'am.
And have you worked in another state other than Alabama with an employer that is not military or federal government between April 1st, 2023 and March 31st of 2024?
No, ma'am.
And do you choose to have 10% of your weekly benefit check withheld for federal income tax, yes or no?
Sure.
And if you are approved for benefits, you have options to receive your payment, direct deposit, into your checking or savings accounts, or prepaid benefits card. The prepaid card would take 5 to 7 days to deliver to you after you approve for payments, and there are fees may be charged for certain activities. If you have a checking or savings account, we recommend direct deposit. What do you prefer?
Direct deposit.
We'll be checking or savings.
Am I checking?
Okay, it has to be a walk-in bank. It can't be anything like Chime or Cash App, NetSpend, anything of that sort, okay?
Okay, well, just do the card then, because I got Cash App.
Okay. And what's the name of your last employer?
Southeast Health.
And what's that phone number?
334-793-8111.
And what city and state do you work in?
Dothan, Alabama.
And your employment start date, the date you started?
I started March the 3rd, 2023.
And last day work?
was August the 8th, 2024.
And what's the reason that you're no longer working?
I got fired. They said I was had a complaint over the weekend that I didn't even work that weekend. So they fired me.
And what is the name and the title of the person who discharged you?
Carrie Cox.
What's the person's name?
Carrie, K-A-R-R-I-E.
And what's the last name?
Cox, C-O-X.
And what's the title?
Supervisor.
And what did you do to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge?
What did I do?
Yes, to attempt to resolve the problem prior to your discharge.
I tried to tell them that I didn't work that weekend, so I don't know how I had a complaint when I wasn't there. I don't think I was being discriminated.
And did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
As many.
Did you commit the act that your employer alleges?
No.
Any prior warning for the same or similar act?
Yes. That was the second time, yes. The first time, yes.
And have you received or do you expect to receive in the following pay for any time after your last day of work, vacation pay?
No.
Sick pay?
No.
Holiday pay?
No.
And have you applied for a pension or are you receiving a pension from this employer?
No.
And you are certified your answer are true and accurate. And the law provides statements to obtain unemployment benefits. We match the earnings you provide with the wage reported by your employer. False answers can result in overpayments and fraud and penalties. Do you understand?
Yes.
Okay. And so it's necessary to verify your identity when filing unemployment benefits. Which of the following vehicles have you recently owned or leased? 2000 Saturn S Series, 2001 Mercedes Benz, 2005 Chevrolet Malibu, 2008 Mazda, or have they been associated with any of these vehicles?
I got a Mazda, but it ain't a 2008.
And so, have they been associated with any of these vehicles?
Uh-uh.
And which of the following addresses have you ever been associated with? 16677 Wellhouse Drive, 1829 Princeton Avenue North, 3811 4th Avenue South, 715 Highway 84 East, or I've never been. Okay. And which of the following street address in Enterprise have you ever lived at or been associated with? 100 Dixie Drive, 1010 Highway 167, 122 Sioux Street, wow, I was butchering the name, 214 Wakefield Way, or none of the above. I'm not familiar with this property.
101 Dixie Drive.
So it's 100 Dixie Drive.
Huh?
It's 100 Dixie Drive.
Yeah.
Okay. And you hereby file a net claim for unemployment insurance against the state of Alabama. Do you agree?
Did what now?
Are you filing a claim right now?
No. Not no what. Just this one.
Yes, you are filing a claim right now, ma'am. You're filing an unemployment claim right now. Okay.
I'm sorry. Yes, ma'am.
And you certify under the penalty of perjury. You are the person whose name and information was provided on this claim, and the statements made in connection with this claim are true to the best of your knowledge. Do you agree?
Yes, ma'am.
And you understand that it's your responsibility to read and familiarize yourself with the contents of the claimant handbook, benefits, rights, and responsibilities. Do you agree?
Yes.
So the following instructions, telephone numbers are very important. It normally takes 3 weeks to process an unemployment claim. However, you must be meeting unemployment claim requirements effective this week. You must be able and available to work, as well as seeking full-time work each week that you claim benefits. The unemployment claim was just finished also with Chief of Work with the Alabama Career Center. Your career application remains active for 90 days. However, you are required to maintain active career application for the duration of your unemployment. In addition, you must visit one of the Alabama Career Centers, or you will log in at alabamaworks.alabama.gov and update your online resume. Failure to do so may result in interruption in your benefits. An information booklet, Benefits, Rights, and Responsibilities, contains information on how your claim is determined, instructions regarding your eligibility, and how to file your weekly claim. Failure to file instructions listed in the booklet could cause a denial in benefits. The process we just completed files an unemployment claim. Filing this claim does not automatically start payments to you. You must complete a certification once a week to claim your benefit for the previous week. Failure to make and complete the claim each week could result in a loss of benefits. Unemployment claims use calendar weeks begin on Sunday and end on Saturday. You can file your weekly claim either online in your claimant's portal or by calling 1-800-752-7389. And the number again is 1-800-752-7389. Your weekly claim can be made on Sunday through no later than 5 o'clock Friday. certifications cannot be made on Saturday. And failure to file complete your claim each week could result in a loss of benefits. Complete your first weekly certification between Sunday and Friday. And with a final online or by phone, you would need to remember your PIN number. So accessible work search requirements are made for the following. Active union members who helps meet approved of good standing with their union. Employees on a verified short-term layoff. And claimants attending direct approved training. So a letter may be mailed to you if you're subject to a possible work search exemption. It's very important you carefully read all information that's mailed to you. If you have any questions, call inquiry line at 1-800-361-4524. And the number again is 1-800-361-4524. Sunday through Thursday at 5 o'clock to schedule a callback appointment for assistance. So your employee will be contacted regarding your separation. We may require a follow-up interview with you to discuss our findings. If so, you'll be contacted by phone or letter before a decision on your claim is made. And beginning January the 1st of 2023, Alabama law requires you contact at least 3 potential employers each week. You must provide your contact when you complete your weekly claim. And you may not list the same employer more than once unless the employer was not hiring when you first contact them. Failure to make at least 3 work search contacts each week could cause a denial and benefits. And for assistance with your work search, you can visit your local Alabama Career Center. Clinicist completes your claim today. Your transaction ID number is 498-025-605.
Okay.
Okay, is there anything else I can assist you with today?
No, ma'am. Thank you.
Okay, thanks for calling Alabama Unemployment Claims Line. You have a good day. Bye-bye.
Yep.